Good morning, my dear friends. Pastor Dewey Mota here on the Hub of New Mexico and at For God's Glory Alone Ministries. This morning, I want to continue to talk about the new year and going into the new year and being with God and having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You see, my friends, the bottom line with me is everything's Jesus, and we must have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We must. I want to go into Deuteronomy today, chapter 31, verse 6 through 8. Headline in the newspaper, Moving Forward in 2016. But make sure that God goes before you and you're not going before God. And that's when we make a mess of things. I know. I'm 60 years old. I wish I knew what I do now, 40 years ago. Well, I kind of knew it, but didn't apply it. I'm sure that you've experienced that in your walk with Jesus Christ. When we go into Deuteronomy, chapter 31, Joshua's the new leader of Israel. We pick up God's word, verse 6, Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of good courage, for you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give to them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. In verse 8, one of my favorite verses in the Bible, And the Lord, He is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. Oh, praise God. And the Lord, He is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. My friend, do not fear or be dismayed. There was this saying in radio in the 80s and 90s, foam the runway before you tell them the news. Well, God goes before us. God foams the runway like no other. God is God. You see, my testimony is going into this ministry that God formed for God's Glory Alone Ministries and pulling me out of the radio station business and putting me here and my wife Sharon at this ministry. God went before us and led us into it. We didn't go and say, we're going to start this. No, God went before us to establish it and then brought us along by calling us out, me and Sharon. You see, if I would have went out on my own, I would have went before God. That would not have turned out good. Because I'm sure you're like me, where you've gone before God, thinking you've heard from God, or you're going to do this. I'm Dewey Mota, and I can do this. I'm going to go over there and do this. I'm going to go there then and do that. No, no, no. God goes before us. And how do we know? We know because we have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not a feeling. It's not a feeling, a tingly feeling. Well, it can be. But when you have the Lord with you, you hear God. He may even give you visions. He gave me visions of this ministry. But you hear God. The Holy Spirit comes over us with favor, our comforter, our messenger. And when we were stepping out, Sharon and I, into the ministry, there was fear. But the Holy Spirit was our comforter. God went before us. And then we followed God. So anything that you're thinking about today or plans you have for 2017, make sure God has gone before you or is going before you to pave the way. And you're not getting ahead of God. You will trip yourself up and your family and friends. It never turns out good. Nothing turns out good when God doesn't start it. God has to be at the head, the foundation. I just praise God, and I'm going to read that verse again. And the Lord, He is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed, my friend. I'm Pastor Dewey Modi on the Hub of New Mexico, and at For God's Glory Alone Ministries, we love you so very much. God bless you and yours forever and ever.